Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for May 2020, with an introduction from the Deputy Provincial Grand Master. As the government announces the need for a further period of social restrictions, I hope this mid-month edition of the provincial newsletter finds you all well and keeping your spirits up by way of doing all those jobs around the home that have built up over the winter months. First, I'm sure you will have noticed that the newsletter has a new look, and it's not the fact that I'm writing the front page item. Rather, I'm referring to the new title, In Touch Online, which more accurately describes what the newsletter does and how it does it, by helping to keep everyone in touch, and doing so online. I do hope you like the new format. I would like to reiterate the sentiments of UGLE by saying that in today's uncertain times, Freemasonry provides an anchor of stability for our members. The Masonic principles of integrity, charity, and respect for others are as valid during these times as they have ever been. Notably, the immense contribution made by Freemasons of all backgrounds within their communities is a great tribute to the value of this organisation in the modern world. On behalf of the Provincial Grand Master, I would like to thank all those Wiltshire Freemasons who have given of their time and resources, not only now, but in the time leading up to this crisis. It is your dedicated support in contacting the older brethren, delivering groceries, enthusing our new-made brothers with lodge quizzes, having virtual get-togethers, and all the other initiatives that enables Freemasonry to continue as a vibrant, credible, and useful part of society. This makes me immensely proud to be a Freemason and to be your Deputy Provincial Grand Master. The Prime Minister has announced that restrictions on movement and social distancing will continue for the next 6 weeks. With little, if any, easing of the situation, I believe we must now accept that the provisos attached to the five conditions to be met before a full interaction with each other is possible makes it very unlikely that we will meet together for some time. In truth, many of our members may only feel able to return when there is a vaccination against the COVID-19 virus, and even then social distancing may well continue until the vast majority of the population is protected and numbers of new cases have fallen to an extremely low and acceptable level. With regards to Freemasonry, the concept of 40 or 50 men meeting in closed rooms and then sitting shoulder to shoulder at a dinner is not, in my opinion, a conceivable notion until it is declared safe to do so, and even then I suspect some restrictions will apply for a period of time yet to be decided. The Provincial Executive is acutely aware that the present situation, in which there are so many unknowns and an equal number of unanswered questions, leaves us all in a quandary as to what we will do and, more importantly, whether we will ever return to how we were. We now await further advice from UGLE, which will be shared with you through your Lodge Secretary. My message to you is simply this. Thank you for your dedicated support and continued patience. Thank you for the marvellous work you are doing, making sure that all our Lodge members are being looked after and kept as safe as possible. Thank you to everyone who has followed the guidance from the government and the scientific community to restrict making unnecessary journeys, and to close by reminding you of the new message. Stay alert. Control the virus. Save lives. In these very difficult times, one of the most cheering aspects is in discovering the true nature of the kind heart and capacity of people to surprise you by their generosity of spirit. We think of Captain Tom Moore, who reached his 100th birthday this month. Tom not only raised many millions for NHS charities, but he also made it to the top of the charts in a duet with Michael Ball. And to cap it all, he has received over 120,000 birthday cards from well-wishers from across the globe. Now that is a good news story. But there are many good news stories out there just waiting to be told, and I'm sure you have one or two which we would just love you to share. It doesn't have to be about raising millions of pounds for the NHS or running a food box delivery service. It could be anything that you think is good news. All we ask is that you share it with us. And if you can please send a picture, for, as I'm sure you will remember, a picture paints a thousand words. Send your story to PCO Wiltshire at pglwilts.org.uk. John Dean, the Secretary of Corsham Lodge, reports on the huge success of the food box delivery service for Freemasons and Masonic widows who, for various reasons, are unable to shop for themselves. Following the instruction from Her Majesty's Government that certain categories of people must self-isolate for 12 weeks and others are restricted in their movements, Freemasons from Corsham put in place a scheme to deliver food boxes to the most vulnerable in the local area. Working with Totally Food, which is owned and managed by Tom Snell, one-time private chef to the Saudi royal family and chef at the Michelin-starred The Hare restaurant, the Horsham Lodge members, under the direction of John Dean, have created a fresh food package which is then distributed to addresses in Corsham, Chippenham, Melksham, Bath, Devizes and Swindon. Currently, John and his team of 12 helpers make up 25 to 30 boxes every week and deliver them each Friday. Want to know more about the food box scheme? Then email pcowiltshire@gmail.com. The late Peter Winton often used to say that the most important element of fundraising could be found in its first three letters. If fundraising isn't fun, then it becomes a chore, and no one really enjoys having to do chores. The Brethren of Moonraker Lodge, meeting in Devizes, have recently held three online quiz events, each one organised, what a great pun, by provincial organist Gary Cook, who says that the quizzes were intended as self-entertainment, as a way of bringing families together in this difficult time. To enter, all they had to do was send Gary their answer sheets and make a minimum donation of £2 to the Master's charity. After a week, the quizmaster, that's Gary, would send the answers out, declare the winner, and send out the questions for the next quiz. Donations were made to the quiz banker, yes, that's Gary, by PayPal or bank transfer. The three quizzes have so far raised £125. Well done, Gary, for organising, and well done, Moonraker. When a local Freemason's wife, Alison Bates, needed a central collection point for donations of toiletries and essential items for staff and patients in the coronavirus wards of local hospitals, Lodge of Loyalty almoner Nigel Bates swung into action and opened Marlborough's Masonic Hall. The team at Southmead Accident and Emergency Department said a huge thank you to Alison and the Freemasons meeting in Marlborough. Essentials and goodies do make a difference. Sarum Lodge member Antonio Pinner is on the NHS front line, working with doctors and nurses on a COVID-19 ward in Salisbury's General Hospital. He joins many Freemasons across the country who are providing support and nursing care to the victims of the virus. Antonio visited the provincial display trailer in April 2019, and following a number of other interactions, joined the lodge in November. In October this year, he'll be getting married to Maria. Wiltshire Freemasons, through the Masonic Charitable Foundation, have made a grant of £10,000 to St Joseph's School in Salisbury. The grant will enable the school to produce 20,000 full-face visors, which will be distributed to local care homes, ambulance stations, GP surgeries, and anywhere an emergency services worker requires personal protective equipment. The foundation has set aside over £1 million for COVID-19 related support, with £100,000 being allocated to RCG9. Will you help John Morehouse and the Brethren of Whitehorse Lodge raise funds to buy a heart that cares? For only £5, you can make a huge difference to an NHS frontline nurse, doctor, porter, cleaner, physiotherapist, radiographer or pharmacist. Your donation can provide a heart that cares to a care assistant or a nurse in a nursing home. Your contribution can show an ambulance service paramedic that someone somewhere really does care. Don't take my word for it. This is what one paramedic wrote after finishing a pretty grueling shift. Thank you so much for sending over the hearts that care. It means so much that at the end of a really hard shift, to put my hand in my pocket and find that my beautiful heart is there. The kind words show that the community really does care and thinks of us constantly. I've shared your hearts with the control room, COVID-19 nurses, and with other ambulance personnel. Thank you so much, and thank you to your lodge for supporting and giving these to us. They mean the world. Sometimes we feel very low, overwhelmed, and very much on our own. But your hearts mean we know you are all looking out for us. Thank you. Thank you for listening.